And the title of the program is also very lovely, and a title which is actually very close to our hearts. Our Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Yes, Subhanallah, in this beautiful month of Safar al-Muzaffar, in this blessed month which is actually connected with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, we will be learning about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and many aspects of the life of our great master, the heartbeat of the millions of lovers around the world, our Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. There are many aspects to his life. You speak about his character, you speak about his love, you speak about his writing, you speak about his knowledge, you speak about his taqwa, you speak about his salah, you speak about his sarf, you speak about his nahav, you speak about his tafsir, you speak about his tarjama, you speak about his fatawa, you speak about his leniency, you speak about his kindness, you speak about his recitation of the Holy Quran, you speak about his memorization of the Holy Quran, you speak about his father, you speak about his grandfather, you speak about his children. Everything about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is a chapter on its own. So, inshallah, in this program, where we have titled the program Our Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, so inshallah, the intention is that from the beginning, because if Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is such a great personality, he's such a great lover of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such an intelligent person, such a master at so many various sciences of knowledges, so where does this mastery come from? Undoubtedly, it is due to the blessing of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but obviously there are some practical reasons, many reasons which come together and then an outcome is visible. So yes, the reason is found in his parents as well, in his father, in his grandfather, in his great-grandfather. So inshallah, that's where we will be coming from and taking this, inshallah, this series together. So stay with us from the beginning to the end. There are many things which we will be learning, many things which we shall be acquiring, because these are our role models. Yes, in terms of becoming successful in the world, in terms of becoming successful in the akhirah, they're personalities whom we have to follow, we have to look up to, we have to take their example. So to take an example of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, we need to take some lesson about Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We need to first recognize him, we need to first learn about him, then only we will be able to take him as a role model and try to act upon his teaching and try to spend our lives in accordance to how he spent his life. We'll be able to act upon his footsteps, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So before we get into the program, before we get into today's topic, let's listen to a beautiful narration about sending salawat upon the most noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today we will inshallah azza wa jal speak about the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, basically the roots of our beloved master Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. If we look at the personality of Imam Ahl Sunnah, his personality was very, very great. He was expert in many sciences and arts. Scholars say that he had perfect command over 120 various sciences of knowledge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, where he was a mufti of Islam, at the same time he was a muhaddith as well. Where he was a great devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was the protector of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Where he was a poet, at the very same time he was a preacher. Where he was a pious person, at the very same time he was a very generous person. at one place where we see his poetry at the very same time we see his translation of Kanzul Iman. So with such greatness, with such knowledge, you know, there is something which leads to it. And that's the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. A person certainly possesses the impacts of the family into his personality. He adopts some sort of characteristics from his ancestors as well. If anyone is from a business family, we will see that the child automatically learns the skills of business. He comes into that line of buying and selling. That's something natural. Oh, in easy words, which we use in the language nowadays, it's in the blood. So likewise, if the fathers are pious, the forefathers are pious, so at times that flows in the blood as well, that comes down, and a child takes in from the father, from the great-grandfather, from the mother, from the grandmother, so some sort of effect does naturally come in. And that's what we see in the personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He received a great impact from his family. His family was adorned with the beauty of knowledge and with the beauty of acting upon the knowledge. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's ancestors were pious and Allah-fearing people. Basically, his family belonged to an honorable tribe of Kandahar. Kandahar was an area, the family belonged from there. And they were Pathans, and you know, Pathans are tough people, huh? Yeah, they're very strong people. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was a Pathan, yes, and we love Pathans because our Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was a Pathan. So then they migrated to Lahore, which is situated in today's Pakistan. From there, then from Lahore to Delhi. Delhi is found in today's India. And finally, his father and grandfather settled in Bareilly Sharif, subhanAllah. The city which is known with the name of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So about the grandfather of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We'll speak about the father as well. Let's start from the grandfather of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So we can know where is the stream flowing from, subhanAllah. The name of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's grandfather is Maulana Raza Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ali. Maulana Raza Ali Khan was also amongst the great scholars of his time. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi accomplished all the prevailing sciences at the age of just 22 years and held the post of ifta. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was very well versed in jurisprudence, in fiqh and Sufism. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a saint possessing marvels. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would observe extreme piety. He used to display tremendous generosity. The name of Maulana Raza Ali Khan's father was Maulana Kazim Ali Khan. And his father's name is Maulana Azam Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So Maulana Azam Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to Maulana Kazim Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to Maulana Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So this is the chain. This is the generation of Imam Ahlus Sunnah. This is actually the river from which we see the faizan and the excellence in Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So all these personalities would possess so much of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and immense love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If we talk about his students of Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's grandfather Maulana Raza Ali Khan. So great and excellent scholars got the honor of studying under Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Amongst them, one is the father of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, attained all the prevailing sciences from his father, Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Similarly, the author of Khutbah, Ilmi, is also the student of Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now about the father, because the father is the student of the grandfather. Yeah, Maulana Raza Ali Khan's student is the own son, meaning the father of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Maulana Raza Ali Khan's son, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, who is Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father. So just to remind again that Maulana Azam Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's son, Maulana Kazim Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Maulana Kazim Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali son, Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali student and son, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. Then Maulana Naqi Ali Khan's student and his beloved son, Maulana Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. So we have heard about Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. Now we will hear about Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. His father's name, meaning Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, his father's name is Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala. He had a name amongst the scholars of entire India in his time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with marvelous comprehensions and wisdom. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's father, a practicing scholar, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, was born in the month of Jamadul Ukhra or Rajab. Some say Jamadul Ukhra, some say Rajab, in the year 1246 Hijri in Bareilly Sharif. Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali learnt all sciences from his father only. Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was pious since his childhood. Since the beginning, he was inclined to doing good deeds. He was inclined to performing the sunnah of the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the teaching and training by Maulana Raza Ali Khan, his father, his teachings further beautified his studies. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In 1294 Hijri, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali visited Maharera Sharif and pledged allegiance. He took bayat on the hands of the great scholar, the great saint, Sayyid Shah Ali Rasul Maharelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Shah Ali Rasul Maharelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali observed the good deeds, the piety, and the superb manners and character and high splendor at the same time, and he blessed him with the permission of Khilafat. Same time, came for bayat at the very same time. You know, a wali can see. A wali has that insight. So Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali saw it in Sayyidina Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. This is no ordinary man. Subhanallah. So not only did he accept his hand for bayat, but also blessed him with Khilafat, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And he gave Khilafat in all the four silsilas, Qadiriyya, Suharwaliyya, Chishtiyya, and Naqshbandiyya. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And at the same time granted him the permission of narrating the ahadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was also present with his father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. He also pledged allegiance at the hand of Sayyid Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was also granted the permission and khilafah of four silsilas at the very same time. Father and son both given khilafah by Sayyid Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali marvelous comprehension and wisdom. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali states about his honorable father, "I don't get to see the ability of thinking, superb comprehension and stability of opinion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to my father in these regions," meaning in the regions of scholarly splendor with respect to knowledge. He used to have a distinct status in his time. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has stated some titles of his father. Listen to the titles which this son, great son, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, has mentioned for his great father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Thus he states, while describing his father in Fatawa Razaviya, he states some great names. He states Al-Imamul Humam, meaning the Imam with great courage. Wal-Fadilul Tamam, tremendous scholar. Wal-Bahrul Tam, the raging ocean of knowledge. Wal-Badrul Tam, the full moon of the 14th night. Hamiyul Sunan, the protector of the Sunnah. Mahiyul Fitan, the eliminator of fitna. Dhu Tafanifi Ra'iqa, the author of superb books, Subhanallah. Baqiyatul Salaf, the memorial of pious predecessors. Hujjatul Khalaf, the evidence and proof for those who shall come later. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Nasihul Ummah, the advisor of the Ummah. Kashiful Ghumma, the resolver of hardships. Hamiyu Himar Risala An Kaidi Ahlin Dalala, the one who eliminates the deceit and mischief of the misguided ones and stood guard over the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi wa maulai wa ma'wai, my chief, my master and my refuge. Allahu Akbar, Maulana Muhammad Taqi Ali Khan Qadri Barakati rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, may Allah Almighty be pleased with him, subhanallah azza wa jal. Maulana Taqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's introduction by his own son, Imam al-Sunnah ta'ala hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Imam, may Allah ta'ala bless our Imam's father, may Allah ta'ala bless our Imam's grandfather and his great-grandfather, subhanallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us their blessings, inshallah azza wa jal. Maulana Taqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a great ashika rasool. We see this ishq in the entire family. It's flowing in their blood. It's flowing in their veins. We see it from the works of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We see from his poetry, from his naat, from his writings, from his fatwa. From every angle we see the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But this is coming from, you know, generation to generation, subhanallah. How was Sayyidi Alazar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi blessed with such great wealth of love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? So when research was done on it, Allahu Akbar, the researchers said, we reached the result that indeed only Allah Almighty granted Alazar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi such love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But if we look at it with respect to the apparent sources, since Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's father and his teacher, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, was a devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam of a very high rank. Hence, it can be said that Sayyidi Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which blessed the entire world, this raging ocean of love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is flowing from the heart of Sayyiduna Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is our soul. It is our heart and mind and our everything. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that this love increases and increases and increases, and may this pain of love become such that may we never attain any medicine of it. May we all become bimare Madina, inshallah ta'ala. May we all become the lovers of Madinatul Munawwara. May we all become true lovers in true sense of Sarkari Du Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, a practicing scholar, a marvelous wali, a devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, father of Ala Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, lived in the world for 51 years. And on Thursday, at the time of Zuhr, on the 29th to 30th of Zulqadah, 1297 Hijri, he left this mortal world. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. His luminous and bright and beautiful shrine is near the shrine of his father, Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in Bareilly Sharif. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam al-Sunnah, Shah, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, the day on which my father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, passed away, he had offered his Fajr Salah. And at the time of his demise, when he was laying, and it was that time of Sakarat, the time of Naza, we saw him very peaceful, very peaceful. He had not yet performed his Zuhr Salah. There was still a lot of time remaining for Zuhr Salah. We saw Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi rubbing his body parts like how a person is doing wudu. In fact, with gestures, he also put water in his nose, with gestures, meaning in that absolute practice. Meaning if you're doing something your entire life, you're also doing it at the time of your death, Allahu Akbar. So he was doing that, meaning so conscious for Salah, so attentive regarding Salah, subhanAllah, such a marvelous personality, such a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a scholar of deen, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and may we stick to his teaching, inshallah azza wa jal. So Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further states, when the soul left the body, I was present near his head. I swear by the greatest Allah Almighty, A light rose from his pure chest, and just like the sun is reflected by a mirror, the light shined on his face and then disappeared. Along with this, the blessed soul had left the body. Allah. The final word which Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi uttered through his tongue was the word Allah. And the last text which he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote with his hand was Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanallah. And the beautiful Hadith of Pak mentioned, Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al jannah. That the one who says la ilaha illallah, he enters into paradise. Subhanallah. So the last words of Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying Allah. And the last thing he wrote was, Allah is merciful, Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, after the sorrowful demise of my father Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, I saw my spiritual guide Sayyid Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in my dream, that he came to the shrine of my father rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I said, Shaykh, what has brought you here? Allah was seeing your murshid in the dream coming to the grave of your father and then asking that, oh my master, what are you doing here? Allahu Akbar. Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, from now on I'll stay here, I'll be here, I'll remain here. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon them and forgive us without any accountability for their sake. So this was a brief insight upon the father and the grandfather of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Just think how refreshing and impressive the scene of the passing away of a perfect wali is. Just try to bring it as a picture in front of you, that what sort of situation, what sort of spirituality must have been there, that a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did not even live very long in the world, 51 years is not that big of a duration, yeah. Just 51 years, with so many accomplishments, so much of achievements, and he spent every second of his, every minute of his, in progress towards deen. He was training his child, subhanallah azza wa jal. He was educating his son, Imam al-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whom we all know as Ala Hazrat today. This was the tarbiyat of the father towards the son. This great wali is passing away from the world. Imagine what sort of a scene that must have been. How hard it must have been upon the people around. And how wonderful and blessed it must have been for the awliya Allah who must have come there to welcome this great soul. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, you heard about the greatness of the father of Imam al-Sunnah, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So in today's program, we learnt about the ancestors of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In the coming programs, we will learn about the glad tidings about Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, some childhood incidents of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So we now understand that all these characteristics, although they're blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're also practical means. So we see that the practical means of this beautiful tarbiyat, which is seen in Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has come from the fathers and forefathers. Subhanallah. So from today's program, yes, inshallah, we will learn a lot about the life history of Sayyidi Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, about his words, about his passion, many things. But from today's program, along with learning about the fathers of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, or the grandfather, or the father, or the great-grandfather, what we learn, the key point, the key factor, is that if we are good, inshallah, our children will be good. Because children don't necessarily take your advices. Yes, they will take your advices, but more than advices, they take your example. So if you are a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, your children will love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're a person who will read the Holy Quran, who learns the Holy Quran, your children will also read and learn the Holy Quran. If you are on the Sunnah, your children will be on the Sunnah. So as fathers, as parents, it is our duty to train our children towards the bright Islamic future. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Keep watching Madani Channel. See you soon in the next episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
أول أعلى حضرت أول أعلى حضرت إمام أحمد رضا إمام أحمد رضا.